Okay, I'm with Coach Sondermeyer. If I'm pronouncing that correctly, with Twin Valley South. Just got finished with a scrimmage right here. As far as the scrimmage goes, what are some of the positives that you saw from the scrimmage? Then also, what are the things you need to work on this last week before we go against Dixie?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, offensively, we have speed, and we knew that, and I think we can score some points no matter what this year. I really feel confident in our offense. Defensively, we're not as strong as we need to be. When you run an option offense, you can give up a little bit of strength because you're not blocking a lot of those key guys on the defensive line, and you're reading them. And so offensively, that plays in our game. Now, defense, you got to get off blocks, and when you have problems getting off blocks, a lot of times it boils to the weight room, and we're not as strong as I'd like to be. So that will be obviously our focus in the off season, and during the season now, we'll still continue to work on getting stronger. So we've got to have tremendous amount of effort on defense because we are going to be out-strengthed, a lot of outsized defensively. And we saw a little bit of a lack of effort here in the second part of the second quarter. I was not pleased with that. We let the team know. And this program's had a tendency of doing that in the past. And that's why, unfortunately, we've only been to the playoffs one time is because of that. And we need to get over that. We need to get over that and learn that you got to give it everything and give effort. A few things went bad, and I don't know if we took a break or if it was last year. They had some problems with this last year, and we need to get over that, and we're going to address that this week, and our kids will learn a hard lesson on effort.
Okay. Yeah, I thought, you know, there's a couple times it seemed like they battled back, and there's other times where they kind of didn't have the effort that they needed to. Looking at the team for what's coming back this year, who's your key returning starters this year?
Well, I mean, we have a lot of offensive linemen that are key are returning guys. You know, Jesse Kohler's doing a nice job. He's playing offensive guard for us, and I've been pretty pleased with Jesse. He can get a lot better, but offensive line wise, he's done a nice job. AJ, our center, is doing a pretty good job as well.
That'd be AJ Bance, right?
Yep, that'd be AJ. And then, you know, a lot of our other guys, offensively speaking, are guys that played defense last year. So we have, well, Skyler Reckers didn't even play until the season was almost over last year. And Skyler's going to be a nice player. But this was his second varsity football game.
Sure.
So it's going to take a little time. Tyler Leach played a lot of defense, and now he's a fullback in an option offense, which is an eye-opener for Tyler because he's going to get hit every play. And then Steve Balthus is... you know, Steve's got a tremendous amount of speed, played primarily on the defensive side of the ball last year. But when you have guys like that, you can score quick points. And it's kind of nice there. And Roy Weissong split in, didn't play last year. Roy has just – I've been impressed with Roy. Roy does a nice job. And so those guys right there, you know, are young. But we got to grow up fast, and we got to get better fast.
Right. As far as the numbers, it looks like we're down a little bit from what we are. Do you attribute that to the pay-to-play, or is there any particular thing you can point your finger at as far as it looks like there's 20-something kids out?
Yeah, well, we have 29 kids on the team.
Okay, all right.
I believe they had 33 last year.
Oh, it's not that big of a drop.
No.
Okay.
You know, we have a pay to participate that affected a few kids, two maybe, that I know of, that I spoke of, and other than that, you know, I don't know what the reasons. Well, one of the things is we have a very, very small junior class this last year, and now they're seniors.
Right, so, only three seniors, right? Is what
right,
I heard. Okay.
Right, and so we actually do have 29. And you know, so that's not bad. We only had suited up tonight 22.
Okay.
You
did have some injuries. I talked to some of the people on the sidelines. You have some injuries, and people are going to be coming back at varying times. So,
yeah.
But that does hurt when you have thin numbers, and then you have some kids get injured. Now you're really thin.
Exactly.
So, okay, well, Coach, good luck next week on opening day. Then thanks a lot.
I appreciate it.